and what it takes to become a son of God. That's the only real thing to pursue in life. You want the secrets of the universe? Seek eternal life and the righteousness which only God can give. There's your secrets. So the great city, I presume that to be Jerusalem. I believe it already has, let's see, no, there's quarters right now. Well, it's going to be divided into three parts. The cities of the nations fell. It's going to be a worldwide earth-shaking. I mean, it's written of in other places, I think. I believe in what's called the Apocalypse of Isaiah, which I think is Isaiah 24. The earth, behold, the Lord maketh the earth empty, and maketh it waste. So the cities of the nations fell. Great Babylon came in remembrance. Here is where she comes. The symbolic woman is first brought. Because like I said, this is given in a series of visions, prophetic imagery. How it actually plays out in time is a little different. We're going to go back to the sort of storytelling kind of thing, like we had in chapter 12 and 13. Now we're going to have 17 and 18. We're getting a different glimpse of everything. We've talked about the whore. We've sort of expected her to come, and now here she comes. Great Babylon. The mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. She's going to come in remembrance before God. I wonder what that means exactly. She remembers him. Don't you remember me, Lord? I was a chaste virgin waiting for you. It's just this other dude came along, and he was handsome. And he did such fine miracles. I had to give myself to him.
After all, a woman has needs.
The fornication that makes her the whore. She took on another husband before the true husband came. And for him, according to the doctrine of Christ, that's cause for divorce. The thing is, he's not going to take her into his bed because he knows she ain't a virgin. He's going to catch her in the act. He's going to give her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. They wanted to escape the tribulation. Well, I don't want to lay us at the feet of the rapture people because honestly, I think a lot of them do love God and love the Lord Jesus Christ, and I don't expect them to just automatically be deceived. But those who love not the truth, who do not love the idea, you know, like suffering for Christ's name, if you don't love that, and the rapture is sort of to you, you know, the comfort you draw, oh, I won't have to suffer anything. Yeah, you may be one of those people. But if it's just you, like I said, if it's just something you believe because you were convinced, I used to believe false things too. God will teach you the truth. I don't think that everyone who thinks that is necessarily some sort of coward who doesn't want to serve the Lord. But among you, there are. This lie, that's what that lie is out there for them. It's not for you, beloved, who love the Lord and who desire to serve him. It's not there for you. That's what you come out of it. Come out of her, my people. Why do you think he says, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins? Because she is the apostate church. She is the apostasy that Paul spoke of. He said, the day of Christ's return will not come till there come a falling away first. The apostasy. Well, the reason we call it apostasy, the word falling away is apostasia. It means falling away. Falling away from the faith. Come out of her, my people. Come out of that whore. Like I said before, is the mark of the beast indelible? Well, come out of her. You have a few names, even in Sardis, that have not defiled their garments. They shall walk with me in white. Hey, even among the false church, there are many who will come. Some, or whatever, a few. Whatever you want to say. I like to think positively. And certainly not the majority, but certainly enough to cause rejoicing. Rejoicing in heaven. Every island fled away, the mountains were not found. Cities of the nation fell, the mountains. What does that mean? Just the whole earth is going to be terraformed and just thrown over? Maybe. Islands sinking, mountains rising. You know, mass destruction, a great hail out of heaven. You have massive ice storm. Every stone about a wave of talent, that's 100 pounds. Now, that could be just normal everyday hail. could be a nicely broken up comet. It could be anything. It could be just miraculous. I mean, God could just make hail out of nothing. Which is the most likely explanation at this point for this hail. And they're going to blaspheme God because of it. You know how terrifying that'll be? 100 pounds hailstones? I mean, how big would that be? Well, let's see. You ever see those 5-gallon containers of water? Like water cooler water? The big ones. The big old ones. The 5-gallon ones. Well, 10 gallons of water weighs about 10 pounds. So, two of those fives make ice about the diameter of, like, oh, I don't know, 2 to 3 feet or more. Because ice expands, so it's less dense than water. So, whatever. You know, you figure it out. It's going to be quite ridiculously large. Terrifying. Pummeling. I mean, I think that's the action that brings about that wine press. You want to splatter your garments with blood, just be in the midst of the hail as it comes down on those armies. They're going to bring their weapons of choice to the Battle of Armageddon. God's going to bring 100-pound hailstones. Primitive, yet effective. And they shall be pummeled into submission or into silence.